Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com. As Dave Fleming on the call, the Giants take a quick two from the A's using the power surge. Susan writes about it in the Chronicle. Make sure that you check it out. Six home runs, three each day, two by Yaz. You just heard one there. And Tyro Estrada as well. Brandon Crawford is back. So he's done with the A's and now looking ahead to the Padres as we've got out to 50-some games left, and the Cardinals are hot, the Phillies are hot, the Dodgers just swept the Padres, so we'll get into all of it with Susan Slusser. At Susan Slusser, make sure that you follow her and read her great stuff in the Chronicle, and she joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening?
Not a lot. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good. We're really good. As you write today, power surge would be nice. Mike Yastrzemski gets a couple, as we just heard there. But the question is that just the A's and their pitching, or is it maybe the Giants? We knew they weren't going to hit 241 home runs again, but a power surge or a continuing power surge would be nice.
Yeah, you know, the Giants led the National League in homers last year. Obviously, the pinch hit homers were a huge deal. They got one this weekend from J.D. Davis, seems like he might be kind of a nice acquisition. That was kind of an under-radar, really, I think. Nice trade for the Giants when you think about it. But, he was really circumspect after the game. I think he's had enough of this kind of over last year and this year of, like, everybody going, here he goes. Now he's going to get him back together, and he's going to be like the Yaz of 2 years ago, and then it doesn't quite happen. And I think that's been a little demoralizing for him here and there, you know? So he was kind of like, hey, one day at a time, just going to keep working on things. I know there's no quick fix. And I think that's probably the right approach for him. But it's hard not to think, like, yeah, power is such a big part of who the Giants are when they're good, and really any good team in modern baseball. And six over the weekend, maybe it's the weather. Maybe it's the Coliseum, which would be a little bit of a surprise. Maybe they're just starting to heat up a little bit. Lamont Wade getting into the action, that's big. He has really been struggling a lot of the year, like Yaz, coming back from the injury. So as they start to get so many guys off the IL, and Longoria here probably today or tomorrow, they've really got their full complement. Maybe they can, when fully healthy, have a deep enough lineup to have a little bit more power. Like everybody, their record is a lot better when they homer, and much, much better when they hit two or more. So we'll see. This Padres series is now kind of looking maybe a little more interesting.
Without a doubt. And when Longo comes back, you're going to be, you know, hashtag full squad just about. You know, getting people back and getting Jock Peterson back over the weekend, getting Tyro Estrada back, and Yaz with a couple of pumps yesterday. And Craw is such a big part of it. So as you mentioned, when Longo does come back, at some point we are going to see what the Giants thought would be their starting infield with Brandon Belt at first base, either Tyro Estrada or Tommy La Stella at second, Craw at short, and Longo at third. And then, but Belt was talking over the weekend about the knee. And where's Brandon Belt, do you think, Suze, from a physical standpoint? He's swinging the bat better. We can see that. He had a good defensive game yesterday. He and Craw had a great play on the play in the hole and the throw by Craw. But there are times where I just felt like he's not as confident of a defender throwing the ball, his movement skills, some of his choices. Your best players have got to play better here. The Brandons are a big part of it. But where's Brandon Belt at right now with this knee injury, do you think?
Yeah, I talked to him about his knee yesterday. I mean, there's just not much left in that knee. He has to have it drained sort of semi-regularly. This isn't something that's going to be a surgical fix in the off-season. I mean, there's just not a lot left in there. But he told me, you know, he's been dealing with knee things for a very long time. I think he feels confident. He can play with kind of basically bone on bone in there. And for him, I think it's a matter just of he missed time, and he kind of needs to get back into the swing of things. And he's been better. You know, the at-bats have been better. That's the main thing. He's always going to be fine on defense. The range is a little diminished. I think we've seen that with Crawford, too. Pretty natural, mid-30s. But he's mostly going to be an asset at first base. They certainly don't have a better option there defensively. And, you know, getting Longoria back, getting Crawford back, Estrada back, this isn't going to be a better infield. Is it a bunch of Gold Glovers right now? No. But it's better than what they had. And most of them are competent to very good fielders, to extremely good fielders on their best days.
Susan Slusser joining us, too, against Oakland over the weekend. They get some big wins hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and now the Padres come up. We'll get into that in just a second. Good to see Joey Bart continue to do the things he's doing. He's got a couple of three-hit games in game number one. He went deep as well, and we heard less and less around the trade deadline of going out and getting a catcher because he's really emerged.
This is one of the really heartening things, one of the best developments, I think, of the Giants season. People have been, you know, down on the Giants, and the expectations were high, maybe too high. But Joey Bart does look like what the Giants expected, what everybody sort of expected. And again, here, I think expectations were maybe a little too high, including maybe from Joey Bart himself, which is hard. It's hard not to, you know. You hear for a long time, you're going to be the answer. You're the heir apparent to Buster Posey. He had the right attitude coming to the season. You know, he was saying, I know I'm not Buster. I can't be Buster. I've just got to be me. But you still feel the weight, the pressure of kind of, I got to step in for this guy who really was the main team leader and so much really what made that team go last year for many, many years. But he looks so much more relaxed. He simplified the swing, and I do think that that's a good thing. I think that's had an impact. But more than anything, he just looks more relaxed, more comfortable. Like, the weight of the world is not so much on his shoulders. And I think he's just trying to do what he, Joey Bart, can do, which is all the Giants ever really wanted.
It's really impressive. I when they sat him down, I wasn't sure we were going to see him anymore this year or ever, that they would maybe trade him out of the minor leagues because Sally got hurt, and he was forced to come back and implement the swing change in the middle of a year is really impressive, and he's a different player. And then we haven't spoken to you since the deadline passed, obviously, and they trade Casale, and now they open it up for Joey proceeding forward. But I go back to first, you know, week of the year, you and I and Kerry Crowley was in for John that day. We were talking about making a trade with the A's and Sean Murphy, and, you know, Murphy's now a middle-of-the-order hitter. They didn't wind up doing that. They're going to keep Joey. But just give me your thoughts about the Coliseum, big crowd on Saturday, over 40,000, nice crowd yesterday. I thought, you know, maybe more with the A's honoring their Hall of Fame class. They honored Foss on Saturday night with a Monty Moore Award, and then he went into their Hall of Fame yesterday with Steve Vucinich, and, you know, two of the greatest substance players in the history of Bay Area sports, Captain Sal Bando and Joe Rudy, and to have Ricky and Reggie and Stu be a part of the induction, and Keith Lippman go in, and David Forrest. It was, I loved watching it on TV and seeing those green jackets. What was it like going back to Oakland with such a poignant weekend, and in particular, Sue's yesterday?
Yeah, don't forget our guy Eric Chavez also going in. He'll kind of get his own day when the Mets are in later in the year, which that's nice, and his family will be there for that. So it was just kind of a tape thing from him yesterday. But that's, you know what, really nice. I'm so happy that the A's have done this. Their own Hall of Fame thing. For so long, you guys know, the A's really didn't bring back their old stars and, you know, really embrace the past the way the Giants always have done. And now they're doing it, and it was wonderful. Reggie there, Vida there, Ricky there, just, you know, kind of on and on. I got a chance to talk to Carol Fossey a little bit, Ray's widow. She is wonderful, and everyone knows what Ray meant to that organization for decades. You know, what a great player on some great teams, and also a storied broadcaster who taught so many people in the Bay Area about baseball and about the A's, and loved the A's more than just about anyone ever has. So, really, that was really, really nice. That, you know, obviously, the Giants come in and take two. we've talked a lot this year about the Giants have not been beating the teams they're supposed to beat. The A's actually had been playing very well. So I think that's yet another nice development for the Giants. Even if I think there's some disappointment over what they did or did not do at the trade deadline, which, you know, I know they were trying to kind of walk a line there, but I'm still a little unclear on exactly what it was.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Now we look at the standings we're to the final third of the season, and the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They just swept the Padres. The Mets are there. The Braves are there. The Cardinals are red hot, 9-1 in their last 10. Phillies are 9-1 in their last 10. Then you got the Padres, the Brewers, the Giants. And we say this so many times throughout a season that it's a critical point of the season, but I think this time we really mean it. I swear we really mean it, because the Padres for three, and then you play some lesser teams that you really need to beat. So if they have any type of visions of making the playoffs, some teams are making some moves right now, some teams that are established at the top, they've got to do it right now.
They do. You know, here's one thing to consider is that, you know, one of those two teams, Milwaukee or St. Louis, is going to win that division, which takes them out of the wild card. The Giants really need that team to beat up on the number two team in the Central, whichever one it is. That would help. They're going to need help because they have many teams above them at this point. So they need some help in beating some of those teams. But they can help themselves a lot by taking some matters in hand with the Padres, and they have tons of games left against the Padres, including that last series of the season, which could wind up, you know, that would actually be a really, really good sign for the Giants, whatever happens, if that series at the end of the season does mean something. I think that would show everybody that, you know, certainly they've got some fight and they're closer to the good team that we thought that they were than not.
You know, it's amazing. 12 months can change so much. Go back a year ago at this time, and the Giants were rolling. They just got Chris Bryant. They were on their way to 107 wins. And in San Diego, they thought they were going to get Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. We all thought A.J. Preller won that deal with Mike Rizzo. And then at the very end, Andrew Friedman of the Dodgers step in. And from that point forward, the Dodgers hardly lost again after the deadline a year ago, and the Giants hardly lost. And San Diego just disintegrated. They just completely fell apart. They hired our guy Bob Melvin in the offseason, but they add Josh Hader a week ago today on a Monday. Then they make the Soto trade. They get Josh Bell. They get Brandon Drury. He gets a slam in the first pitch he sees. They're just on fire down there. Now, they did have a rough weekend at Dodger Stadium getting swept, Sue's, but you know, they had to cut off season ticket sales for next year. I mean, the perspective on the Giants going down to Petco a year ago at this time, the Giants took that ballpark over, and they outplayed that team. I remember being there after the 4th of July for those three games, and Giants played well the last couple. They wound up splitting, and there was a family Giant, a vacation trip. But there's a buzz. It's San Diego, now that the Chargers are gone, it seems like they're all in on the Padres, Suze, and San Diego's become, above all else, a baseball town.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than a buzz. It's a clamor. When was the last time you heard about a team cutting off season ticket sales? That's off the
charts. Cleveland Indians, when they first opened up Jacobs Field in the 90s, the Indians did it.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, that is absolutely nuts. And great for San Diego. I mean, I think everybody loves having San Diego be a baseball town now. Beautiful ballpark right downtown. Tons of great restaurants and nightlife right around there. It should be a great baseball town. But, you know, the have set to Matt draft expectations themselves. They are a team that seem like they win the offseason every year and then wind up doing very little during the regular season. They've been a disappointment. So now they've won the trade deadline by far. I mean, like, nobody else is even close in that scenario. It's going to be interesting to see. It really is. I think Bob Melvin is probably the difference maker there. That's the one aspect they've missed. But, you know, can we ever say that the Padres are a sure thing? Because they haven't been, including in years where on paper they've had the best team.
That's a great point. And especially I'm looking at the pitching matchups right now, and the Giants don't have either of their big two. So you got Wood versus Snell tonight, Cobb versus Musgrove, and Junis versus Manaea. So again, on paper, it looks like maybe the Padres would have the advantage. But as you just pointed out, it's, you know, they haven't always gone to expectations.
Yeah, the Giants are feeling better about themselves, which helps. You know, the Giants' energy this year has been off. Kapler's addressed this. This isn't like I'm not, you know, telling secrets or anything. You know, a month or two ago, Kapler was talking about the energy level. It's just the vibe is a little off. That's what happens when you're not playing as well as you expect. And certainly the way they played against the Dodgers coming out of the break was extremely demoralizing. So for a lot of reasons, including just kind of the club vibe, atmosphere, I don't know what you want to call it, attitude, you know, they need to take at least one of these games. Two would be, I think, go a long way. I mean, I can't imagine they think they're going to go in there and sweep that series, but yeah, this is a key juncture, be it early August or not. It might tell us a little something about where the Giants are, as you point out, without their two big horses.
That's huge. Susan, as always, great. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Thank you, Susan.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.